Epic Motorsports this time.
Hey, Ty, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
You're with who?
The Bank of Cardiff. You returned my call. I had it missed. I was just training yours.
Oh, I think I was just interested in, I didn't remember making an application with you guys.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you remember. We've been in contact earlier this summer. Originally was following up on an offer. You kind of described the situation with you guys and the business. I know you guys don't typically finance, but you did tell me to keep in touch with you guys. I think it was a new dozer you were looking to bring on, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been in negotiation with a couple of different people, but we haven't made any purchases yet.
Well, okay. Just kind of still waiting on that one.
Yeah, there's a John Deere 750H that we were looking to make a deal on, but he didn't accept our offer yet, so still in.
Who's the vendor you guys are going with on that one?
A vendor? I'm not sure if he's a vendor or just a private individual. We just answered an ad.
Oh, okay. Is that somebody, you guys are out there in St. George, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it somebody out there?
No, he was in California, in, I think by San Diego.
Oh, nice, that's where we are, actually. How much was he looking to get that for? How much did you guys make an offer for?
This one was $44,000.
Oh, nice, and you guys just going to pay for that with all cash?
Possibly. Kind of up and down depending on when we make the deal.
Oh, right. Had you guys, thought about bringing on any financing for that, or?
We haven't been thinking about this right now. I figure if it poses a cash constraint, we'd probably look into it at that time.
Right. Yeah, I gotcha. I think last time, if I remember correctly, too, you told me you guys just brought a trailer and maybe another tractor, I want to say, too.
Oh, the John Deere 310 and the Big Tex. Yeah.
And it was earlier this summer. I haven't been in contact with you guys for a few months, but how's that working out for you guys?
We just pay cash for those. Those work good.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said. That's typically the situation for you, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever finance any of that equipment at all?
No, we haven't in the past. I mean, it's just typically mostly we try to stay within a certain budget, and it would be nice to develop like a relationship. If I was going to do something, it would be nice to just get pre-approved for a certain amount. Maybe if I go to an auction, knowing that I'm armed. I don't want to put a bid on something without knowing I've got the ability to cover it.
Yeah, I know. Definitely understand that. And I actually deal with people that, are in the same situation every day. So definitely one of the options that we do have here, especially with that equipment. How we kind of work with it over here is we can kind of go through the application process on almost a ballpark estimate of, what it is you were looking to bring on. Say for that dozer, for an example, say we kind of just went. Well, let me ask you this first. Do you have a quote or anything like that?
Do we have a what?
A quote or any kind of invoice for the
quote.
Dozer? Or is it just kind of an ad you guys responded to?
It was an ad. We've texted back and forth. He didn't give me he quoted me a price for shipping, and then he quoted me another price for what he was asking, and then we countered with an offer, but he hasn't accepted it.
Right. Was the quote that he gave to you guys, was it like a, printout official quote, or was it just kind of like, hey, I'll give you this for...
Yeah, it was just a non-official deal, an auction.
Yeah, no worries at all. We can definitely work with something like that. Just kind of wanted to ask because, typically when we do the equipment, we kind of, throw one of the quotes onto the file. Kind of gives you the justification and, what it is exactly you're going to bring on. But we can definitely get this taken care of on just a ballpark estimate. I'm actually working with a lot of situations that are the exact same.
Called like Ritchie Brothers that we could possibly attend an auction and acquire some equipment there.
Okay, where's that?
Ritchie Brothers is nationwide. They have auctions at all the big cities.
Okay, when's their next auction you guys were thinking about going to?
I'm not sure when the next one in Vegas is. I think it's sometime in November.
Oh, it is? That's coming up next month then.
Let me look and see. Look on the website real fast.
Oh, that's fine. But, yeah, basically what I was going to say, I'm actually, you know, like I said, too, I have, you know, very similar situations I'm working currently with, where we have people already approved for a certain amount, and then they're shopping, you know, knowing what they have available to them. So that way, you know, you're not going to the vendor or, you know, the auction, whatever this situation is, because we do also finance auctions, which I know a lot of, you know, vendors and banks don't. You know, really even offer for that. So one of our exclusive, you know, programs, which is very beneficial for us too. But, you know, that way you kind of know what's in your pocket when you're there, right? You don't have to kind of, you know, waste their time, waste your time. You know, you kind of already, you know, got it covered away.
Oh, it's like it's November 18th in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Were you guys going to go to that?
Yeah, we're going to look at, see what kind of items there is there first. This possibility, if the right item comes up.
Right. What kind of stuff do they sell down at those kind of auctions?
It's all heavy equipment.
All heavy equipment?
Yeah, it's all stuff like dozers, loaders.
Right.
Tractors, anything heavy equipment related.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think they're the largest heavy equipment retailer in the entire country.
And who did you say they were again, too? The what brothers were they?
Richie Brothers,
that's
surprised,
right.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of them, because they are the biggest.
No, I actually have, but just very, very briefly. What I was just going to say with that, though, is a lot of their, you know, equipment that they're auctioning off, is it used? Or is any of it brand new? All of it's used?
They get some brand new stuff once in a while, but typically it's contractors finishing their jobs and then looking to off the equipment that they don't need anymore.
Right, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I gotcha. Well, I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out. You know, it'd be, you know, nice to kind of go down there knowing, you know, what's in the pocket. You know, that way you wouldn't have to, you know, kind of empty the cash flow on that. Or not kind of empty, yeah. I should say, because I know you guys don't, you know, finance a lot necessarily, but, you know, that way you kind of don't have to, you know, take that cut on it.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to. It's something that we would definitely highly consider.
Well, awesome. Have you guys looked at any other options for, you know, getting funds for, you know, any equipment or just kind of me, since I've been keeping in contact with you guys?
We get calls like at least two or three times a day every day.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
We've been pre-qualified for all kinds of offers.
Yeah, that's you know, pretty standard in our industry nowadays too. But the other kind of friendly advice I was just kind of wanted to offer on that too is, you know, with those, it's just kind of, you got to be a little careful on who it is that, you know, because a lot of people will, you know, call you up, hey, we got you pre-approved, but then, you know, you have to go run through all these loops and whatnot. But another thing I was just going to say was a lot of them are brokers as well too, so they are going to kind of outsource your information, see what they can get you, and then kind of go back at you with that. So kind of just kind of be safe on who it is you guys looking to go with.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I mean, we've been around for like 15 years over here, and, you know, very credible, have a lot of history, and, you know, the equipment financings are actually bread and butter. So, you know, the reason we have been in the industry for so long is, you know, for that equipment. So.
Okay.
But I pulled up the file here too. What's the best email for you out there, Ty? I can shoot you over our application.
It's epicmotorsports@gmail.com.
At Gmail? Motorsports@gmail.com. Perfect. So I will shoot you over the app for the equipment. Basically, all it is a very simple, straightforward application. Along with that, we do require a few months of the most recent business bank statements, so we can, you know, get the overall health of the business and whatnot, along with a copy of the most recent tax return. But that is all that we require for that. Did you guys get 2015 squared away and everything for the tax return for this last year?
Yeah, we got it done on the 12th, but we had an extension.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Even with I know the extensions just came up, too, on the 12th, but, you know, even with that, still could get around that, but no worries on that. And then I know you guys don't have a quote, and we can kind of go off a ballpark, but is the dozer the only piece of equipment you guys kind of had in mind, or was it just kind of you know, anything that came up at that auction?
I got to jump off. I got a customer just walked in the door, but yeah, I'll look for your email here. I've got to jump off.
It's fine. Thanks for catching up with me, Ty.
Okay. No worries.
Bye.